Let America be the dream the dreamers dream. Let it be the strong land of love, where never kings connive or tyrants scheme, that any man be crushed from one above. It was never America to me.
This is East End Inc. Today we present a community reading of the work of Afro-American writers. The event was presented at Canio's Books in Sag Harbor with the John Germain Library as co-sponsor.
The History of New Music in America, and it's by Horace Mungin. To the untrained ear it sounded lament-like, grief-like, agony-like, woe. The notes on top, a tune they only wanted to hear, a song they wrote for us with relish, without regret, for greed at humanity's expense. But for the enslaved and their ancestors and their children, the words hit different. The moans and groans and wails ain't about shackles, degradation, or dehumanization, but the birth of a new people, a new resistance, a huge resilience, sowed in the fields of rice and indigo and tobacco and cotton, toil on lands that ain't belong to us, neither by law nor birth. The rhythms demand our rights to exist, to live, to thrive. We make opera of our defeats and triumphs, the horns of our joy, the percussion of our rage, the strings of our serenity, the voices of our ingenuity. We ain't never needed no sheet music, no recording machines, no studios, no Grammys, or billboards. Just us, for the culture, when and where we gather, we gonna sing till the spirit moves in our heart, because we hear. We always gonna be here, and ain't no stopping us now.
The first poem I want to read is by Luis Reyes Rivera. I came from Alabama, Massachusetts, and New York. I was made to work just like a mule and forced to eat that pork. I'm talking about pig's ears and pig's feet, baby. Pig's tails and skin and grime, but I hardly got that part. But I hardly got the part that's known as prime. They took me from my homeland, from the forms I used to know, shipped me across the great blue waters like cargo in the hold. I'm talking about ship's decks chained and bleeding, sharp whip sounds of pleading and moaning and groaning, keeping time. I was taught to sing this music by my mother, freedom songs. I was never meant to serve some other. To her longing, I belong. I'm telling you, no man can own his brother. No one can keep another. No woman taken against her mind. I created all this music, dug the ore up out the ground, but they claimed it was all was laying there. Just waiting to be found. I'm talking about sad songs and field hands weighing, singing musicians playing, and all of it they say was unrefined. But if you ask Alberta Hunter, tell me why you sound so blue, she'll say she paid for those notes she played but never got her due. I'm asking you, who owns those record labels? Who sells them turning tables? And who get the 90 for the dime? They make me out a liar when I refuse to pay the rent. But according to my calculations, I don't owe them one red cent. I'm telling you, they owe me reparations. Owe for incarcerations and the slaving I'm still doing is a crime. They say the Christian ethic is to pay each one his due. But I ain't got the pay they promised, and they owe my children too. I'm telling you, pay my for the songs I played you. Pay me for the wealth I made you. Pay me for my hard-earned daily grind. I rose up out from my heartache, giving birth to modern song, and raised those voices still ascending from roots that made me strong. I'm talking about all the forms that live beside you, all the songs that reach inside you, all them songs you hear are mine. I intended to raise this music and my babies to be free, to cultivate the seeds of peace and grow with dignity. I'm talking about living, being, breathing, loving, birthing, raising, hugging, nudging, and all of it is natural and divine, and all of it the meaning of sublime, all of it so natural and divine. Her name is Ashoto Zango, and she's from Aurora, Colorado. And the poem is called What Africa Is Not. Africa is not an accessory, not your boyfriend's collarbone. Africa will not comfort you, desires not to investigate your heritage or justify your lifelong feelings of displacement. Africa does not remember you, has stopped mourning your loss centuries ago. Africa did not birth you, does not feel sorry for the privileges your kidnappers have afforded you. Knowledge of Africa will not save you. It has not saved the Africans. You forget the living. You revere a long-lost majesty. Africa is not your trophy trip, your Facebook album, your postcard fantasy. It is not to be called wild upon your return. It is not to display your proof of entrance on the wall. Africa will forget you. Swallow up your footprints in the rain. You are not special on a continent this large. Africa is not a love story for the middle-aged woman. It is not a paperback novel or Lifetime television. Africa is not and will never be yours.
This is East End Inc. We are listening to a community reading of the work of Afro-American writers. It was recorded at Canio's Books in Sag Harbor with the John Germain Library as co-sponsor.
Three poems by Langston Hughes. Litany. Gather up in the arms of your pity the sick, the depraved, the desperate, the tired. All the scum of our weary city, gather up in the arms of your pity. Gather up in the arms of your love, those who expect no love from above. Democracy will not come today, this year, nor ever, through compromise and fear. I have as much right as the other fellow to stand on my own two feet and own the land. I tire so of hearing people say, let things take their course. Tomorrow is another day. I do not need my freedom when I'm dead. I cannot live on tomorrow's bread. Freedom is a strong seed I planted in great need. I live here too. I want my freedom just as you. And finally, the beginning of a longer poem called Let America Be America Again. Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plain, seeking a home where he himself is free. America was never America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dream. Let it be the strong land of love, where never kings connive or tyrants scheme, that any man be crushed from one above. It was never America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, nor freedom in this homeland of the free.
So I am reading, it's a poem and also a spoken word poem by I've got all sorts of notifications here. By Gil Scott Heron. Oh, okay. Well, so that answers my question of, I wonder if people even know who Gil Scott Heron is or what he wrote. So he was 21 when he wrote The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. This was in 1970. It was of a time. So the language is not as inclusive as it would be today. Well, it probably actually is as inclusive as it would be today. It is not as inclusive as I would make it. And there's like a low-key insult that I think is supposed to be an insult, but I'm like, eh, I think I'll take it. And also, I have been literally hearing this my entire life, so I'm going to try and do it in a way that doesn't mimic Gil Scott Heron, and it is clearly his voice. So here we go. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials. Because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods or Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing the shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not predict the winner at 8:32 on report of 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant. And women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of hairy-armed liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no reruns, brother. The revolution will be live.
From Jesmyn Ward, Let Us Descend. After the funeral, we settled into harvest, and it is endless. We serve breakfast before the sun slathers itself across the sky. We gather and load cane, unload at the mill, serve dinner late in the night, the candles flickering and smoking at the mirrors. The lady, like a queen at the center of her hive, does not sleep. We don't sleep. We crawl through the fields. We gather the sweet sheaves. We crush them. We burn the nectar. We collect the sugar. We pack it in hogsheads, large wooden barrels, and send them downriver. I shrink. The work rings me to ropes. The walking, lifting, throwing, washing, clearing, and trudging pair my face. I am less. We are all less. The bones of Mary's hips jut from her skin in a bowl. Esther's cheekbones are overturned spoons. When I open my eyes to this morning, I know with a sinking of my stomach that part of me will always be here, in this endless place, mired to the neck, held tight in the grip of these bristling green fields. This black earth, this perpetual burning of my body, the open petals of my hands, the bruised stems of my feet, this hunger that hollows me from the inside as the land hollows me without. Today we gather wood for the house's fireplaces. There is nothing to spare from the trees nearby. The mill's fires have eaten it all. We walk farther away where the forest is still, the coming cold casting a faint brown on the leaves, the same way illness blanches the faces of the sick. Three egrets alight in the cypress. They nod and bow to one another, settling on their haunches. This day I decide I will move slowly. The lady is not here, not in the woods. She has no claim here. There is pain in every part of me, up the long muscles of my legs, across the band of my back, on the caps of my shoulders. I look for mushrooms and find one, pale with the skin of the softest leather. The dirt in its stem crunches. My teeth are daggers in my gums. I look at Mary and Esther, find another and give it to them.
I have a poem here by Maya Angelou. You might have heard of her. but I chose this piece simply because it moved my heart, and I had a very similar experience, to say the least. And I've learned that no matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life does go on, and it will get better tomorrow. I've learned that you can tell a lot about a person by the way he, she handles these three things: a rainy day, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas tree lights. I've learned that regardless of your relationship with your parents, you'll miss them when they're gone from your life. I've learned that making a living is not the same thing as making a life. I've learned that life sometimes gives you a second chance. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. I've learned that whenever I decide something with an open heart, I usually make the right decision. I've learned that even when I have pains, I don't have to be one. I've learned that every day you should reach out and touch someone. People love a warm hug or just a friendly pat on the back. I've learned that I still have a lot to learn. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel.
Jericho Brown, The Tradition, poetry collection, won the Pulitzer Prize in 2019. He was born and raised in Shreveport, Louisiana. He's an educator, poet. He's been awarded all the great prizes writers dream of: a Guggenheim, an NEA, a Whiting. He's the director of the Creative Writing Program at Emory University. Short one, the title poem, The Tradition. Aster, nasturtium, delphinium. We thought fingers in dirt meant it was our dirt. Learning names in heat,
in elements classical philosophers said could change us. Stargazer, foxglove. Summer seemed to bloom against the will of the sun, which news reports claimed flamed hotter on this planet than when our dead fathers wiped sweat from their necks. Cosmos, baby's breath. Men like me and my brothers filmed what we planted for proof we existed before too late. Sped the video to see blossoms brought in seconds, colors you expect in poems where the world ends, everything cut down. John Crawford, Eric Garner, Mike Brown. This poem is called Riddle, and there's a we in the poem, and the invitation is to consider who is the we. We do not recognize the body of Emmett Till. We do not know the boy's name, nor the sound of his mother wailing. We have never heard a mother wailing. We do not know the history of this nation in ourselves. We do not know the history of ourselves on this planet because we do not have to know what we believe we own. We believe we own your bodies, but have no use for your tears. We destroy the body that refuses use. We use maps we did not draw. We see a sea, so cross it. We see a moon, so land there. We love land so long as we can take it. Shh. We can't take that sound. What is a mother wailing? We do not recognize music until we can sell it. We sell what we cannot, we sell what cannot be bought. We buy silence. Let us help you. How much does it cost to hold your breath underwater? Wait. Wait. What are we? What? What on earth are we? What?
We heard a portion of a community reading of the work of Afro-American writers. The event was presented at Canio's Books in Sag Harbor with the John Germain Library as co-sponsor. The readers were Laura Tucker, Reverend Kimberly Quinn Johnson, Keith Reddin, Harriet Simons, Gabriel Porter-Wanda, Elaine McKay, and Marianne Callendrell. The complete reading is online at moreeastendinc.blogspot.com. Some upcoming readings at Canio's Books include on Friday, March the 8th from noon to 2 p.m. Join Women Worldwide celebrating International Women's Day. Please bring a poem to read. On Saturday, March the 16th at 5 p.m., acclaimed sports writer Sally Jenkins discusses her book, The Right Call, What Sports Teach Us About Work and Life. East End Inc. programs are online at moreeastendinc.blogspot.com. Today's program was produced by Tony Ernst with the aid of Marianne Callendrell and Catherine Zoka of Canio's Books. Help keep East End Inc. on the air. Please go to wpkn.org and click on the donate button. This is Hazel Kahn.